Welcome back to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we are learning Sefer Yehoshua Perek Hei. At this point in Sefer Yehoshua, the Bnei Yisrael have crossed the Yarden River, and the events in Perek Hei take place in the aftermath of the crossing of the Yarden River. The Perek begins by telling us that when the kings of the Amorites heard on the western side of the Jordan River, which is now where the Bnei Yisrael are, having crossed from the eastern side, and all the kings of Canaan who were by the sea, when they heard that the waters of the Yarden had been dried up before the Bnei Yisrael until they crossed, Vayimas Levavam, their hearts melted. V'lo hayavam od ruach mipnei Bnei Yisrael, they did not have any spirit to stand up before the Bnei Yisrael. Pasuk Beis, Ba'esahi Amar Hashem El Yoshua. At that time Hashem said to Yoshua, Make for yourself charvos tzurim, sharp knives, v'shuv mol es Bnei Yisrael shenis, and you shall circumcise the Bnei Yisrael a second time. What does it mean, Shenis, a second time? So Rashi says, Shamalu kvar b'leil yetziasim Mitzrayim. Excuse me, they were already circumcised on the night when they left Egypt, Kahal Gadol Yachad, one large assembly altogether. Rezo Pam Shenis, this was the second time. So keep in mind, the Yetzias Mitzrayim was 40 years ago. Shenis, this is the second time since Yetzias Mitzrayim that they are undergoing Bris Milah. Shakal Ha'arba'im Shana Shehayu Bamidbar, says Rashi, that the entire 40 years that the Bnei Yisrael were in the desert, Lo Nashva Lahem Ruach Tzifonis, the north wind did not blow, and therefore lo haya lahem yom noach lemo, there was no appropriate day or suitable day to circumcise themselves, as the Gemara says in Maseches Yevamos Ayin Aleph, which is what Rashi is quoting. There are certain atmospheric conditions beneficial for the healing of the wound caused by Bris Milah. It is the north wind that creates these healing conditions. The Gemara there says in Yevamos, these winds were withheld for 40 years in the wilderness so that the Anane HaKavod that led and protected the people would not disperse. However, because there was no north wind, the condition for Bris Milah was not ripe, and therefore this is only the second time since Yetzias Mitzrayim that the men of the Bnei Yisrael are about to undergo circumcision. And Yehoshua made for himself sharp knives, Vayamal es Bnei Yisrael, he circumcised the Bnei Yisrael, El Givas Ha'aralos, the name of the place where he was circumcised, where the Bnei Yisrael was circumcised, is called Givas Ha'aralos, or Givat Aralot. And Rashi says, why is it called that? Because of the event that happened there, Al Shem HaMe'ora Nikra, it's called over the event, Shana'asa Kemin Giv'a. There was so much circumcised foreskin that it actually made some sort of hill, and a remembrance of the circumcision at this place, it was called the Hill of Circumcision. And this is the matter that Yehoshua circumcised the Bnei Yisrael. All the nation who came out of Egypt, Hazcharim, Kol Anshe HaMechama, Midbar. We know that in the desert, everyone who was the ages of 20 to 60 at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim died because of the Gezerah upon the Bnei Yisrael after Chet HaMeraglim, but Derech B'tzeisam Mitzrayim. However, they were circumcised. However, Kol Ha'am Hayulodim B'Midbar B'Derech B'tzeisam Mitzrayim Lo Malu. The first generation, what we call the Yotzei Mitzrayim, were circumcised because they were circumcised under the tutelage of Moshe right before Yetzias Mitzrayim. However, every child born, every male child born in the desert, from en route from Egypt to Eretz Canaan, were not circumcised. Pasuk Vav, ki arba'im shana halchu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar. For 40 years, the children of Israel wandered in the desert until the entire nation, anshei ha'melchama, those between the ages of 20 to 60, who came out of Egypt, who do not listen to the voice of God, who rejected the good land, they died in the desert. However, pasuk Zayin, v'es b'neim heikim tachtam, their children who he brought up in their place, osam mal Yehoshua. So this is the second generation who gets Bris Milah. These are what we call the Ba'i Aretz, ki Arelim Hayu, they were Arel, they were uncircumcised before this, because they were not circumcised on the way. And it was Pasher Tamu Kol Hagoy Lihimo, when the entire nation finished being circumcised, Vayeshu Tachna Bamachana, they remained in their place in the camp, Ad Chayosam, until they were healed. Hashem here commands Yehoshua, that's Pasuk Aleph through Pasuk Ches in Perakeh. Hashem commands Yehoshua to arrange circumcision of the people. As we have explained, their entire 40 years in the Midbar, they were not circumcised. Alternatively, one reason we gave is because the north wind did not blow, based on Maseches Yevamos, quoted by Rashi to say for Yehoshua. Furthermore, Chazal explained they could not circumcise themselves because often they had to travel on very short notice. It would have been dangerous for infants weakened by circumcision to travel on such short notice. Interestingly, despite the dangers of circumcision in the desert, Shevet Levi did undergo Bris Milah, but the rest of the nation who did not undergo Bris Milah was never taken to task, according to the Radak, and Hashem did not punish them for this. However, upon entering the land, the entire nation had to be circumcised without delay. Why? If you remember that we learned in the previous program that they crossed the Yarden on the 10th of Nisan. They are quickly approaching the date of the commemoration of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and they will need to bring the Korban Pesach on Yud Dalet Nisan, and nobody who is uncircumcised can bring the Korban Pesach. And therefore, immediately after the crossing of the Yarden, they need to circumcise themselves to ready themselves for the Korban Pesach. Furthermore, they merited to receive Eretz Yisrael because of the commandment of circumcision, according to Rashi, to the Gemara and Maseches Brachos, and therefore it's important for them to carry out the command as soon as they enter the country. And here we see that they all underwent circumcision. Vayomer Hashem, going back, Parakei Pasuk Tes, Vayomer Hashem al Yoshua, and Hashem said to Yoshua, on this day I removed the ridicule of Egypt from upon you. Gilgal. This place was called Gilgal until this very day. Hayom Galosi Escher Pas Mitzrayim Eleichem. Today I removed the shame and the ridicule of Egypt from upon you, and therefore in commemoration it is called Gilgal. So Rashi explains here, what does that mean, the ridicule of Egypt? The Egyptians saw through the astrology that blood, mass blood, would follow the Jews into their exodus from Egypt into the wilderness, and they believed that the harm would come to the Bnei Yisrael through this blood that they saw in their astrology. What they did not know is that the blood that they saw in astrology, which actually dam mila, as the pasuk says in Yecheskel, b'damayich chayi, it is through our blood of mila and blood of Karban Pesach that we live, a pasuk that we recite at the Pesach Seder, v'avar elayich, v'erech misposeses b'damayich, I passed over you, and I saw you rolling in your blood, v'amar b'damayich chayi, through the blood we shall live, through the blood we shall live, it's through the blood of Mila and the blood of Korban Pesach that the Bnei Yisrael live. And fascinating, beautifully here in this parak, in Parakeh, as soon as we cross the Yarden River, we see these two events coexist. First, we undergo b'damayichai, the blood of Mila, and then pasuk yod Parakeh, vayachnu Bnei Yisrael b'Gilgal, the children of Israel camped in Gilgal, vayasu asa Pesach. And they brought the Korban Pesach ba'arba asar yom lachodesh, on the 14th of the month. If you remember, we are in the month of Nisan, in the evening, ba'arvo siricha, on the plains of Yericho. So when the Navi says Yircheskel, and Perek Tazayin, when he says b'damayichai, which is again the pasuk we recited at the Pesach Seder, we recall the blood of Mila, which gives us the schusim to live and to inherit the land. We recall the blood of Korban Pesach, and here we see that immediately after crossing the Yarden, the children of Israel were busy with these two mitzvos, Mila and Korban Pesach. Pasuk Yal Aleph, and they ate the grain of the lamb Imachar Pesach from the day after Pesach. Rashi says this is the day of Hanafas HaOmer, the day that they brought the barley offering, the Omer. Once they bring the Omer offering, which is the barley offering, they are permitted to eat the new grain of Eretz Yisrael in the midst of that very day. And once they crossed the Yarden on the 10th of Nisan, and they did Bris Milah, and they brought the Korban Pesach, and they brought the Korban Omer the day after the Korban Pesach, Vayishbos Haman Mimacharas. And what happens? All of a sudden, there is no more man. But as soon as they eat from the grain of the land, the man stops. Vayishbot haman mimacharat. Pasuk yirbeis. Vayishbot. Shavat actually means to cease. The man ceased. What does it mean it ceased? Didn't it cease previously when Moshe Rabbeinu died? It did cease previously when Moshe Rabbeinu died. However, it lasted for 5 weeks until the people entered the land and they were able to harvest the grain for themselves. This becomes a new permanent condition of the nation in Eretz Yisrael. They lead normal lives of work in the fields and the shops. However, we should never forget whether the livelihood comes in the manna from heaven or from the crops of the field. We know that our sustenance is all from the Ribono Shel Olam. And therefore, after 5 weeks after Moshe's death, there is no more man, but people now eat from the grain of the land. Pasuk Yud Gimel. So far what has happened in this parak, we are told that the hearts of the Canaanite kings melted. The people undergo circumcision. They bring Korban Pesach, followed by the Korban Omer, the barley offering, which allows them to eat the grain of Eretz Yisrael. The man stops. Pasuk Yud Gimel tells us that Yehoshua is preparing. He's coming close, preparing for the attack on Jericho. He lifts his eyes and he sees that there is someone standing before him with a sword drawn. And Yehoshua goes over to him and he says, "Are you with us or against us?" And the reply, Pasuk Yud Dalet, "I am Asar Tzva Hashem Atabazi. I am an emissary of God. I have come now." Yehoshua falls on his face. He prostrates before the man, and the man says, the Sar Tzva now says to Yehoshua, "Shal Na'alcha Me'al Raglecha. Remove your shoes from your feet. Ki Amakom Asher Atomeid Alav Kodeshu. The place where you stand is holy. Vayas Yehoshua King." Who was this emissary, this angel of God who Yehoshua met? Rashi says to Pasuk Tesavav, Micha El Haya. It was Micha'el. As he's preparing to enter Jericho, he sees that a Malach of Hashem will assist him in battle. The final pasuk of Parakei, and the Sar Tzva'ah, who we know as Michal based on Rashi, says to Yehoshua, "Shal na'alcha me'al raglecha ki ha'makom asher atah omed alav kodeshu." These words should be very, very powerfully familiar to us, because Moshe Rabbeinu at the snare, the first thing God tells him in Parak Gimel of the book of Shemos, when Hashem appears to Moshe in the burning bush at the snare, God calls to Moshe from the burning bush and he says, "Do not come close to here. Shal na'alecha me'al raglecha ki ha'makom asher atah omed alav admas kodeshu." It's unbelievably evocative. The words pronounced to Yehoshua by the angel Michael are almost the exact same words with which Hashem introduces himself to Moshe at the snare. "Remove your shoes. The ground upon which you are standing is holy ground." I think that we can learn from here a very beautiful and a very important lesson. As long as a person is doing his or her personal avodat Hashem, as long as we are going in the path of God and we are living up to our tafkid, our personal mission in life, when we are serving the Ribono Shel Olam, when we are bettering Knesset Yisrael, when we are working for Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, no matter where we stand, we must know it is holy ground. Whether you are standing on the outskirts of Egypt, in the suburb called Midian, in the desert before a burning bush, or you are standing on the outskirts of Jericho, in Eretz Yisrael, where you meet a Malach of Hashem, a Jew has to know, Hamakom Asher Ata Omed Alav, the very place where you are, the very place where you can best carry out your personal Avodat Hashem, the very place you can meet the requirements of what Torah, Halacha, Mitzvah demands of you, Admas Kodeshu, the place where you are is holy ground. That is where we rendezvous with God, that is where we meet the Ribono Shel Olam, and that is where we be the best Jew we can be. Thank you for joining our learning as part of the Torat Imecha Nachyomi program. Li'ilui Nishmat Malka Esther Batzvi Yosef Alaha Hashalom.